you know, clearly not acceptable year. And I think going back, I was thinking about this today, riding in from the airport, really since we bought the team, just totally unacceptable performance, which as ownership will take the entire blame for. Very disappointing all around. This year's been disappointing, but so have the other years. And I do want to say this, could not be more pleased with the job that Hugh and his staff are doing. You wouldn't think this was a team that was 1-14 that was out there battling. What did we play today? 70-plus minutes, I guess, of football. So really pleased with Hugh and really pleased with our personnel group. I think we have the right people in place. It took us a while to get there, and I'll take all the responsibility there, as I've said in the past. I think this time last year we said this is going to be multi-year rebuilding. It is. Has this year been harder than we thought it would be? Yes. But I promise you this, we will work hard. I think we've got the right people in place. And there's really three keys going forward. It's not that complicated. We've got to execute. And the three things we have to execute are this. Number one, we've got to re-sign our key players. Number two, we've got to be appropriately aggressive in free agency. And number three, we've got to have a great draft.
Jimmy, when you say ownership will take the blame for this, in what ways?
Well, it all falls back to all organizations at the end of the day flow to the people at the top, and we haven't made good decisions along the way, so we'll accept the blame. Our record as owners is terrible, but we're not giving up. Has it been fun? No. Is it discouraging at times? Yes. But are we going to give up? No. We're more than ever determined to get this right.
Would you say you've made some progress in the year? I mean, I know it's one win, but...
Yeah, I mean, listen, we're playing. There's no question. I mean, the effort, I mean, you could argue that effort-wise, our effort's been tremendous all year, and particularly here in the last two games. We're playing a lot of young guys, and I think they got better. Sean Coleman came in today and played. I haven't looked at tape, obviously, but very respectable second half. I think there are bright spots, but let's be realistic. We're 1-15. I don't want to sugarcoat things. We've got a ways to go.
You said you have the right people in place. Do you anticipate adding them to the football operations?
We do not, and if we do, it'll be Sashi and Paul and AB's call. So, but we feel good about the people we got in place.
How do you fix that? People in place who made the team from
3-13
to 1-15?
Well, let's say this. We set up our draft last year to build for these next 2 years, and I think our entire organization will be judged and really how well we do going forward by how well our decisions. It's not all draft. Like I said, it's which current players do you keep, which do you go out and be active in free agency or not. There's multiple people decisions, Tony, that we'll need to make, and you need to get them right. And I also say this. This group was put together. I think we hired Hugh, late January, and Andrew, I think we hired in, early to mid-February. So the group has been together less than a year, and I feel very good about how well they're working together. In terms of both personnel and coaches.
Do you feel like you guys need to go out and find your quarterback of the future in the offseason?
You know, McKay, I think that's a question for Sashi and a question for Hugh.
How do you feel about the opportunity to own the number one overall pick?
Well, it's good, but I'll say this. We wanted to win the game today, okay? Now, we obviously have the number one pick, and we need to use it wisely and make good decisions. And the reason we're 1-15 or 3-13, whatever we've been the last couple of years, is because the Cleveland Browns, including on our watch, have not made good decisions in the draft. It's real simple. It's not complicated. We've not made good decisions, and we need to reverse that this year, and we've got a great opportunity.
Did you see enough in the first draft class in the front office to think that they'll get it right?
I think it's premature. Here again, we deferred a lot of that till this year and next year, right, with the picks we have. What do we have, 5 of the top 65? And, I think people forget Jamar Taylor. We traded, a 7th-round pick for him in the draft last year for him. So I think it's too early to judge these classes. This team that we played today is a guy that number 84 that I don't think many people remember him as a rookie. So I think all of us tend to judge and not judge people real quickly off their first year, and it's a huge jump from college to NFL.
Jimmy,
couple more. Clear, there won't be any changes. Why is continuity so important to you after one of 15 seasons?
Well, I think, Pat, we've learned from our previous mistakes, and I think it is important to have continuity. But I think until you get the right people in place, you've got to keep, you know, making moves. And like I said before, I think we have the right people in place, excited about working with that group going forward. And like I said at the outset, more determined than ever to turn this around.
Jimmy, what gives you the sense of why is this the right group as opposed to the last couple of days?
You know, Terry, it's intuitive. I'll just say I feel very strong we've got the right group together, and I think they're working exceptionally well together.
There's a report that Hugh Jackson is going to push you to add another personnel.
I don't comment on reports from that reporter.
Can I just ask one more?
Yeah.
When this thing turns, will you look back on this and say this was a lot more difficult buying the team and owning the team and succeeding with the team than you ever thought it would be?
Well, I think two things, Jim. First of all, it's a privilege to own an NFL team, and I think Dee puts it really well. We really view ourselves as stewards for our great fans, and we need to be a heck of a lot better stewards than we have been. Has it been harder than we thought? Absolutely. But we're going to do this. And our fans, I don't know how many people we had there last week, 30,000? But the enthusiasm and the loyalty and support of our fans is tremendous, and they deserve better than we give them, and we're going to get it right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you all.
Good to see you.